Good morning and welcome back to our coverage of the Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament here in Bemidji, Minnesota. I actually was joking around earlier and called it Bermidji, Minnesota, because we are in the midst of a snowstorm here across the state of Minnesota. I think it's pretty much covered the entire Midwest. Kelly Schultz with you from the Sanford Center in Bemidji, home of the Bemidji State University men's and women's Division I hockey programs. So we get you ready for our Lumberjack championship game this morning between Brainerd and Grand Forks Red. And I mentioned before, if you're listening from home, you are the smart ones. As it turns out, just talked to the folks from Minnetonka, thanked them again for pushing my car out of the snow this morning and helping me get to my game broadcast. The Minnetonka bus with the players and parents is going to get stuck staying an extra night. I'm guessing Grand Forks Red and Brainerd will probably do the same.
Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. At this time, we'll announce the starting lineups, beginning with the visiting team, the Grand Forks Red. Starting in goal, number one, David Larson. At defense, number four, Jake Molstad. At defense, number 16, Kaysen Panzer. At forward, number eight, Dallas Jackson. At center, number nine, Ryder McDonald. And at forward, number 15, Cooper DeZeal. Grand Forks is coached by Drew Molstad, Jay Panzer, and Pete McDonald. Team manager, Teresa Wozvik. Squirt escort is Joel Proka. Now for the starting lineups for the home team, Brainerd Peewees. Starting in goal, number 35, Dylan Haar. At defense, number 14, Dylan Wyckoff. At defense, number 6, Chad King. At forward, number 5, Easton Anderson. At forward, number 9, Cade Stengram. And at forward, number 11, Gage Germanson. Brainerd is coached by Dan Germanson, Craig Katzenberger, Luke Swanson. Managers, also Chad Rosinski and team manager Sarah Rosinski. Squirt escort, Isaac Matfield. Let's play hockey.
And there you have it, your starters for today's second championship game here this morning. As we check our results from our earlier games, Minnetonka defeated Devil's Lake for the Blue Ox Championship 6-3. In the consolation round, it was Eveleth Gilbert 6-5 over Virginia. Those two northern schools scoring a total of 11 goals this morning. We get you ready for our opening faceoff, game two of today's championship round here on PaulBunyanHockey.com. Brainerd decked out in their blue, royal blue jerseys. With gray numbers on their backs. This could be interesting. While Grand Forks Red wearing white jerseys to start things off. Brainerd with a first shot on the net and a goal. The rebound coming off the goaltender. Easton Anderson, I think, will get credit for that goal. Put the rebound pass David Larson, and quickly, just 10 seconds into our hockey game.
At the 10-second mark of the first period, Brainerd goal scored by number 11, Gage Germanson, assisted by number 5, Easton Anderson.
So 1-0 Brainerd. Here comes Grand Forks Red. Back the other way, making a move. Toward the net was Ryan Waswick. Brainerd able to clear. Nice pass. Right up the middle to Cade Stengram. Shot blasted wide by Anderson. Stolen away there by Gavin Lockenfuss. Driven up the ice by Waswick. It'll be played back behind the net by Dylan Haar, the goaltender for Brainerd. Brainerd not able to clear. Well, briefly cleared it. Jake Molstad. Thought it was still inside the offensive zone, and Grand Forks gets caught offside. Face off. Driven back into Brainerd territory by Grand Forks. Played back behind the net by Ray Dusick. 15:28 to play here in our first period. Brainerd leads 1-0, courtesy of a goal by Gage Germanson. Just 10 seconds in. Grand Forks with the puck, driven high off the stick of Jonathan Muse. Up and over the head of the goalie, Haar. Dylan Wyckoff with the puck. They'll break it out of the zone. Racing up the ice on the left wing side. Wyckoff still with the puck. Fires a shot, another goal! All by himself, all the way up the ice. Cruising up that right half wall. Carried it right to the net and put one past David Larson. 14:51 left here.
At 2:09 of the first period, Brainerd goal scored by number 14, Dylan Wyckoff, assisted by number 13, Drew Hokanson.
Two nothing Brainerd. Van Forks carried it into the offensive zone, kept alive. Nice play there by Ryder McDonald. Shot fired, just missing wide. Brainerd leads 2-0 here in the first. Puck will come right back to the top of the blue line. Wyatt Blake sends it into the right-hand corner. Grand Forks with the puck. Gavin Wackenfuss. Now picked up by Ryan Beadall. Beadall at the back wall. Skates around into the right-hand corner, trying to get away from a couple of Brainerd defenders. Puck is stolen right off the stick of Waswick. Brainerd will clear. And we get a hooking call on Brainerd. And Grand Forks will go on a power play here with 13:36 to play. 2-0. Brainerd leads 2-0 here. 13:36 and a penalty called.
At 3:24, the first period, a two-minute minor penalty has been assessed to Brainerd's number six, Chad King, for hooking. King, 2 minutes, hooking.
First power play of this game. Beadall wasn't able to hold it into the offensive zone, out to neutral ice. Waswick. Rink-wide pass. And an offside call. Puck bounced in and out of that blue line. So Minnetonka winning 6-3 here at the Sanford Center at game one. Our Blue Ox bracket championship game. The consolation game won by Eveleth Gilbert 6-5 over Virginia. So two games already in the books. This is game three here, or game two here at the Sanford Center of the championship bracket. Also being played right now at the BCA. Grand Forks Blue taking on Andover in that consolation bracket. Puck is tied up. Right corner of Brainerd's zone. Brainerd defending to my right. Now he's skating from right to left here in this first period. 58 seconds left on that penalty time to Brainerd's Chad King. Played out at neutral ice. Brainerd able to flip it into the offensive zone. Fired up out to center. Nice play. Carried in. Dropped off. Just dropped off there by McDonald. Dallas Jackson over on the near side. And here comes Brainerd, shorthanded. Cade Stingram tries to stick handle around a defender. Nice poke check there by Kaysen Banzer. Shot blasted by Ryder McDonald, and it'll be held onto by Dylan Haar. 6 seconds left on that penalty time to number six from Brainerd. Chad King in the penalty box, standing up, waiting for his exit. 2-0, Brainerd leads. Face off inside the right circle, just to the left of Brainerd's Dylan Haar, the goaltender. Grand Forks wins the draw. Nice job on that face-off dot by McDonald.
Brainerd full strength.
McDonald with the puck. He'll get it back. Looks for the centering pass. Actually, the puck rolled right off of his stick. He'll play it to the back wall. Grand Forks not able to keep the play alive. Brainerd will clear. Back up to the ice. Ben Fields, he gets stopped at the Grand Forks blue line. Poke checked away there. Grand Forks carries it back the other way. Ryland Beadall. Beadall with a puck, a shot. Oh! Puck goes high off of the shoulder of Haar and bounces onto the top of the netting on top of the goal. .10:31 left here in the first. 2-0, Brainerd leads in the Blue Ox, or the Lumberjack bracket championship game. Brainerd with a centering pass. Came off the stick of Cooper Katzenberger. Grand Forks ties up the puck inside on the far side of the wall. Wyatt Blake. Now it's broken out up the ice. Here comes Wasvik. Grand Forks back behind the net. Stolen. Jaden Marthalar. Shot fired by Panzer. Blocked. Grand Forks gets it back. Molstad drives it down low. Brainerd with it now. King. Breakout pass intercepted. Right at the top of the slot, a shot. Ooh, blasted just wide by Jonathan Muse. Brainerd breaks it out to neutral ice. Nice job there by Panzer to keep it from going over the center line. centering pass right out in front. A shot blocked out in front of the net of Larson. Nice job there by that D. Case and Pans are coming up with a beautiful block shot, helping out his goalie. Brainerd leads to nothing. Shot fired from the blue line, just missing wide of the Brainerd net. Dylan Wyckoff carries the puck back into the offensive zone. He's the one who scored that second goal for Brainerd. Coming up in game three, the hosting team, Bemidji, in the championship game. Last time they won the whole thing was 2009. It's been a long time, 10 years coming. Brainerd keeps the play alive. Puck bounces just wide of the Grand Forks net. Brainerd steals. Poke checked away. Nice job there by Grand Forks. Ryder McDonald carries the puck back over the left wing side. His shot blocked. That was a big block by Jaden Martheller. 7.5 to play here in our first. Game two, championship day here from the Sanford Center in Bemidji. Minnetonka beat Devil's Lake earlier 6-3. Back inside the offensive zone comes Grand Forks. Rylan Beadall. Back to the blue line now. Molstad. Left corner. Beadall. Back behind the net. Lockenfuss. Centering pass intercepted. Brainerd will exit their zone. Off the ice. Ryan Heinlein. Corner. Pass intercepted. Back the other way, Walkenfuss. He gets the puck stolen right off of his stick by Dylan Wyckoff. Wyckoff carries it, sends it out to center. Shot comes in. It'll be covered up there. Cooper Katzenberger gets the shot, puts it right to the feet of David Larson. He'll hang on for the save. 6:05 to play here in our first period. 2-0 Brainerd leads from the Sanford Center. Brainerd wins the faceoff. Far corner of Grand Forks territory. Nice push there by Muse. Back the other way. Oh, just missing the stick of Muse. The pass came through the slot. Just a little bit too far for Muse to get to, and he's one of the taller kids on the ice right now. Just didn't have enough arm reach. Brainerd back inside the offensive zone. A couple players take a tumble there. Kyle Schaefer with the puck. Gets a little help there from Cooper DeZiel. Back wall, McDonald. McDonald carries it away from the wall, was looking for the centering pass. His team was going off for a change. Molstad sends it back into the offensive zone for Grand Forks. Grand Forks red Pee Wee team here. Taking on Brainerd in the Lumberjack. Championship today. Go Brainerd able to clear it up the ice. Both teams making changes. Centering pass out in front, a shot and a goal right out in front of the net of David Larson. Brainerd goes up 3-0 with 3:58 to play. Dylan Wyckoff, his second of the day.
At 13:02 of the first period, Brainerd goal scored by number 5, Easton Anderson, assisted by number 12, Jaden Marthaler. Anderson from Marthaler.
I called that one wrong. I thought it was Wyckoff again. Brainerd leads 3-0. Back up the ice, here comes Drew Hokanson. Hokanson with a shot, stopped by Larson. Brainerd chases it back into their own end, and we get an icing call here with 3:13 to play. Face off, right circle of Grand Forks. Jonathan Muse wins the draw for Grand Forks. Played back behind the net, Finn Lockwood. Lockwood has his pass stolen. Now picked up by his teammate Muse. Muse trying to get away from Brainerd. Brainerd putting on good pressure. Cade Stengram and company. Back inside Brainerd's end of the ice. They will exit. Nice pass by Katzenberger. Ahead to Fields. Fields peels off for a change. Katzenberger still out there centering the puck with Stengram. Stengram's shot was deflected. Ray Dusick was trying to clear. Near half wall. Held in. Jaden Marthaler. Katzenberger carries a puck in offside. We get a faceoff just outside of Grand Forks territory. Grand Forks coached by Drew Molstead. Assistant coach is Jay Panzer and Pete McDonald. Team manager is Teresa Wasvik. Scored escort is Joel Prokup. They are sponsored by the American. Grand Forks back inside the offensive zone. Stolen back by Wyckoff. Wyckoff's pass to Heinlein. Out at center, now back inside over the Grand Forks blue line that was carried in offside. Brainerd Pee-wee AA coached by Dan Germanson. Assistant coach is Craig Katzenberger. Assistant coach Luke Swanson and Chad Rosinski. Team manager Sarah Rosinski. Squirt escort is Isaac Matfield. They are sponsored by Slim's Bar and Grill. Shot fired by Cooper DeZeal went wide. Now here comes Brainerd back out of their zone. Stopped at the blue line. Nice defensive work by Wyatt Blake. Stolen by Grand Forks. DeZeal couldn't get the shot off. Nice poke check there by Chad King.
One minute remaining in the first period.
1 minute left here in the first. Wapenfuss. Penalty coming up, and we will get a whistle and a hooking call. Brainerd will go on a penalty kill here as Gage Germanson heads to the penalty box for 2 minutes. Final 52.3 left here in our first period. Brainerd leads 3-0. This is the second power play of the day for Grand Forks. And they're 0-for-1, obviously, with a 3-0.
At 16:08 of the first period, a 2-minute minor penalty has been assessed to Brainerd's number 11, Gage Germanson, for hooking. Germanson, 2 minutes, hooking.
Grand Forks on a power play. Puck sits out at neutral ice. Puck checked in by Cade Stengrum. He has it stolen. Now he'll get it back. Back to the blue line. And offside will be the call as Wyckoff carried it right back in. It bounced out of that blue line. This is the Lumberjack Championship, sponsored by Lazy Jacks. That's the bracket here today. Oh, what a play. Stop there. Huge play by Grand Forks. Kaysen Panzer couldn't lift that one up past a sprawling goaltender. And he gets another shot on net, but Dylan Haar comes up with two big saves here as time expires. Grand Forks will start that second period with 1:08 left on the power play. Gage Germanson with 1:08 left in his penalty here as time expires in our first period. 3-0 Brainerd after one. Brainerd goals scored 10 seconds in by Germanson from Anderson. Then just a little less than 3 minutes in, they went up 2-0, courtesy of Dylan Wyckoff, assisted by Drew Hokanson. And then they put up their third goal at 13:02 of the first period. It was Easton Anderson from Jaden Martheller.
Saves in the first period for Grand Forks Red, David Larson, 4. For Brainerd's Dylan Haar, 6.
So 4-6 saves. As we continue our coverage of the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament here on paulbunyanhockey.com. We take a quick break while they resurface. 3-0 Brainerd after one period. We'll be back in a few right here. Paul Bunyan Hockey. Welcome back to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament here at the Sanford Center. Period number 2 between Brainerd and Grand Forks Red. Was just visiting with Ann Carlson, John Carlson's wife. John is the PA announcer for today's game, also has been on this committee forever for this hockey tournament. We're just talking about all the snow we've gotten. Not only that, but how many people have been stuck in the snow so far today. And luckily for me, they are going to make sure that I get home okay after all this. 3-0, Brainerd leads. 1 minute left on that penalty time. Brainerd's Gage Germanson in the penalty box. Grand Forks with a shot taken there by Ryan Wasvik, and a goal off the rebound. What a big play. All started with Wasvik. Hard-working power play goal. Grand Forks on the scoreboard. We'll get you the official scoring. So that cuts the Brainerd lead to 2.
At the 24-second mark of the second period, Grand Forks Red power play goal scored by number 15, Cooper DeZeal, assisted by number 25, Ryan Wozdek. DeZeal from Wozdek, power play goal.
So 3-1, Brainerd still leads, but a power play goal gets Grand Forks Red on the scoreboard. Face off inside Grand Forks zone. Brainerd wins the draw. Collected over on the near wall. Kept in play there by Brainerd. Now carried out of the zone. Here comes East Grand Forks. Here comes Grand Forks back inside the offensive zone. Molstad sends it to the back wall. Centering pass out in front. Nice play by Molstad to send the puck back into the corner. Blue line, Lockwood. That puck will be broken out of the zone. Up the ice, here comes Brainerd. Played at the back behind the net of Larson. Tied up over on the far wall. It was a 3-0 lead for Brainerd coming into this second period. A power play goal scored by Grand Forks makes it a 2-goal lead for Brainerd. Cooper DeZeal, just 24 seconds in to our second period. Grand Forks with the puck. Nice play, a shot, big, booming stop there by Brainerd's goalie, Haar. And Ryder McDonald couldn't pull the trigger on the rebound. McDonald with the shot, tries to lift that one up and over the goaltender, Haar. Lifted it a little bit too high. Brainerd comes away with the puck, it's kept in briefly there at the blue line. Now Brainerd with it. The pass over to the right. Intercepted. And now Grand Forks. Back the other way. Up the ice comes McDonald. McDonald back around the net. Fires a shot out in front. Centering pass. DeZeal got bumped off the play. And a penalty coming up for interference. That would have been a goal for Grand Forks had there not been interference on it. So Grand Forks goes on a power play, their third of the day.
At 3:03 of the second period, a 2-minute minor penalty has been assessed to Brainerd's number 12, Jaden Marthaler, for interference. Marthaler, 2 minutes interference.
Grand Forks is 1-for-2 on the power play. Their first goal of the game coming here just 24 seconds into the period. A power play goal. Another shot. Big rebound given up there by Haar. Back to the top of the blue line. McDonald, the shot. Back wall. Hook checked away. Brainerd will get a handle on it. Flip that one all the way up the ice. Thirteen minutes left here in our second period. 3-1. Brainerd leads. Also in action over at the Bemidji Community Arena, Grand Forks Blue taking on Andover. So both Grand Forks teams today in the Blue Ox bracket. The red team in the championship for the Lumberjack bracket, I mean. And the blue team in the consolation game. Grand Forks with the puck out at center. 39 seconds left in the penalty time to Brainerd's Jaden Martholler. Shot and a goal! Oh, tipped in right through the legs of Haar. That puck came from the top of the left circle off the stick of Kyle Schaefer. Found the stick of Ray Dusick. Tipped between the legs of Haar. And we've got ourselves a one-goal game and the second power play goal for Grand Forks. They are 2-for-3 here on the power play so far.
At 4:37 of the second period, Grand Forks red power play goal scored by number 21, Ray Dusick, assisted by number 14, Kyle Schaefer. Dusick from Schaefer, power play goal.
Brainerd back inside the offensive zone. Up by one, 3-2 our score. Nice defensive work out in front of the net there by Molstad. Grand Forks changes up their skaters. Brainerd tried to carry the puck in. They were afraid of getting caught offside. Now here comes Ryder McDonald. McDonald gets hauled down in the slot. We got a delayed penalty coming up here for interference call coming up against Brainerd. Oh, actually, it's going to be a hook. So a hooking call coming up here against Brainerd. Oof. Well, if Grand Forks keeps doing what they keep doing on the power play, Brainerd's going to have to be more disciplined. Brainerd came into the second period up 3-0, and two power play goals for Grand Forks Red have made it a one-goal game.
At 5:51 of the second period, a two-minute minor penalty has been assessed to Brainerd's number 14, Dylan Wyckoff, for hooking. Wyckoff, 2 minutes hooking.
Back to the blue line for Lockwood. Now onto the stick of Panzer. Bottom of the right circle. McDonald skates around with it. And Brainerd able to clear it all the way up the ice. Icing is called. I always forget that in PWA hockey you can ice it. No, you can't ice it on a penalty kill. Cooper DeZeal on the faceoff. You can hear his coach in the background there. Shot is blocked at the blue line by Brainerd's Chad King. Grand Forks trying to set back up. McDonald comes in. Oh, fires it just wide. Tied up over on the near wall. Broken free by Brainerd. Rink wide pass back into the offensive zone to Zeal. He'll drop it off inside the circle. Finds McDonald. McDonald and DeZeal back behind the net of Haar. Centering pass out in front. Shot, oh, just deflected wide. It came off the stick of Rylan Bedal. Grand Forks again with it. 40 seconds left in the power play for the Red. Now Muse sends the puck to the back wall. Bouncing puck comes out in front. Shot out in front. Oh, big rebound given up and finally smothered there. Molstad got the initial shot. He got a little help there as DeZeal and Bedal Both trying to get that one past Dylan Haar. Haar coming up with two big saves here. Power play for Grand Forks today, 2 for 3. This is their fourth opportunity. .916 left in the second. Shot taken, kick save made. Wyatt Blake threw that one.
Brainerd full strength.
At the net. Brainerd back to full strength. Wyckoff back out of the penalty box, came out flying. Puck tied up. Far half wall. Picked up now by Muse. He tries to pull it away from the wall. Brainerd back inside the offensive zone. Brainerd's only up by a goal. 3-2 our score. Brainerd leads. Puck almost misplayed there. Grand Forks gets the puck back. They'll skate around inside their own zone. Grand Forks able to get a handle on it. Puck is turned over briefly. And that puck will sail high and out of play. 3-2 Brainerd, 7:27 left here in the second period. You're listening to the Lumberjack Championship game from the Sanford Center in Bemidji on PaulPendingHockey.com. Jake Mostad with the puck. He'll send it out to center. It's intercepted. Back into the offensive zone, Cade Stengram. Brainerd tries to backhand that one toward the net. Nice stop. David Larson. Larson struggled in the first period. So far has been able to hold off Brainerd here in the second period and then help his team get on the scoreboard with a couple of power play goals. Brainerd carries the puck in. Stengram, rink wide pass. Just missing the stick of Ben Fields. Grand Forks trying to get it back there and steal it back from Brainerd. Unsuccessful. Brainerd at the blue line. Shot fired, glove save made there by Larson. .602 left here in the second period, 3-2 our score. We'll take a look and see how these two teams got to this point. On Friday, Brainerd fell to Champlain Park 6-1. And also lost to Grand Forks Blue, 3-2. But then came back on Saturday. Big collision there. Oof, ouch. Got some parents that want a 5-minute major on that one. As Brainerd heads to the penalty box. Rowan Plestad headed to the penalty box. The referee's discussing whether or not it's going to be a 5-minute or not. That was a hard hit. Check from behind is what they're calling. I think it will be a 5-minute. Now, the player that was hit, oh yeah, it's going to be a 5-minute. They're sending another player over to the penalty box to serve it. And was it Case and Panzer that went off? He's being tended to by the athletic trainer on duty here. Happen to know Matt. He used to help out with BSU hockey. He's given...
At 11:15 of the second period, a checking from behind penalty has been assessed to Brainerd's number 7, Rowan Plestad. 2 minutes plus 10-minute misconduct. The misconduct will be served by number 3, Cooper Katzenberger.
So they got a 2-minute power play for now. So 5-on-4 hockey here. 5:13 left in our second period. 3-2. Brainerd still leads by a goal. The trainer from Sanford Health tending to the Grand Forks player. I can't tell who it was that he's tending to. It's a single digit number, that's all I know. From East Grand, or from Grand Forks. But looks like they're doing the concussion protocol down there. Yikes, that's never good. 106 left on the 5-on-4. Again, it was a game misconduct. Centering pass out in front. Oh, right through the crease. No one home. A nice opportunity there for Grand Forks. And they will chase the puck all the way down the ice. 43 seconds left in the extra attacker. Another penalty coming up against Brainerd. Here comes Grand Forks up the ice. A delayed penalty coming up. The pass broken up. Brainerd will get to it, and it'll be a 5-on-3. At least for 28 seconds. Coaches and player parents not happy about all this. Can hear them in the background saying, play smart.
At 12:48 of the second period, 2-minute minor penalty has been assessed to Brainerd's number 2, Ben Fields, for tripping. Fields, 2 minutes tripping.
A tripping call called against Brainerd. 5-on-3 for another 22 seconds. Back to the blue line, McDonald. McDonald fires a blast of a shot, just misses wide, barely wide. Grand Forks with the puck. Right side, Bedal, back to the blue line. And that puck is stolen away by Brainerd. Out at center, Chad King. King loses the puck.
Brainerd still one skater short.
Still 5-on-4 hockey. Back inside the offensive zone, Grand Forks. Looks for the shot. Went off of the back. Oh, another shot right out in front. Losvik trying to put that one away. Got stopped. Dylan Haar coming up with a couple of big saves here on this penalty kill. They always say your best penalty killer is your goaltender. That puck comes all the way up the ice. David Larson plays it, the goaltender for Grand Forks. 52 seconds left on the 5-on-4. 3-2. Brainerd still leads. Grand Forks trying to cycle the puck. Now shorthanded. Here comes Brainerd back up the ice. Ryan Heinlein, a shot held onto there by David Larson. 24 seconds left on the penalty to Brainerd's Ben Fields. 3-2 our score. Brainerd scored all three of their goals in the first period. The Grand Forks Red scored both of their goals here in the second. Both were power play goals. Grand Forks drives the puck into the offensive zone. They can't hold it at the blue line.
Brainerd full strength.
Brainerd back to full strength. Grand Forks will break out of their zone. Up the ice, here comes Kyle Schaefer. Schaefer chases it around the near side. And Brainerd able to clear. Back up the ice, Drew Hawkinson. Shot blocked there by Larson. Nice big stop there by Larson. Grand Forks sends it back into the offensive zone. A minute 33 left here in the second period. A one goal game. I love one goal games. 3-2 Brainerd leads. Brainerd. Back on the defensive side of their end.
1 minute remaining in the second period.
Puck is picked up there by Dylan Wyckoff. Wyckoff will skate it out of his zone. He's got Hokanson ahead. Wyckoff carries it up the ice. And that puck will settle on the back of the net. Right behind David Larson. 42.7 seconds left here in our second period. 3-2, Brainerd still leads over Grand Forks Red. Grand Forks Blue and Andover playing in the consolation round of this bracket. Lumberjack Championship. Tied up. Brainerd breaks it free. Oh, the one-timer fanned on by Cade Stangrum. Back the other way, Grand Forks. Shot taken there by Wasvik, who just misses wide. 17 seconds left here in this second period. Grand Forks with the puck. Nice pass. Dropped off. Oh, shot taken there by Hockenfuss. Puck's going to sail all the way up the ice. That's going to do it. Period number two in the books. And Grand Forks answers with two goals of their own here in this second period. Both power play goals. Brainerd had the 3-0 lead coming out of that first period with goals from Germanson, Wyckoff, and Anderson. But Grand Forks answered here with two power play goals. One, their first one, 24 seconds into the period. DeZeal. And then the second
saves
power play goal.
Saves in the second period for Grand Forks. David Larson, 5 for a two-period total of 9. And for Brainerd's Dylan Haar, 13 for a two-period total of 19.
So 19 saves there for Dylan Haar and 9 saves for Larson. So Grand Forks out shooting Brainerd here 19-9. More than that. I did my math wrong. Those were the saves. Oh, brother. It's too early to do math. 3-2, that's all I need to know. The Grand Forks Red bouncing back from a 3-0 deficit for a two-goal second period. Two power play goals. That second one, Dusick from Schaefer, to make it a one-goal game. 3-2 as we get ready for our third period. 10-minute game misconduct still being served down there by Rowan Thiestad of Brainerd. He'll eventually get out of the box. It's still 5-on-5, though. They kind of call it a timeout, you know, like a cool-down period. When you're a little kid and you get sent to the corner in the chair in kindergarten, yeah. It was a hard hit, though. But I know the athletic training staff here did their job, and all the players are back on the bench for Grand Forks, so that's the good news. Third period of hockey here at the Sanford Center. Game two of the championships. Brainerd with a centering pass came right out in front. Puck just trickles wide of the net of Larson. And it'll be tapped all the way out of the zone. Nice job there by Dallas Jackson. Got the puck out of the zone. Brainerd able to send it right back in. Played by Wyatt Blake. Blake sends it ahead. Nice pass to McDonald. Off the ice, here comes McDonald, and oh, Grand Forks comes in offside. Would have been a nice little setup there. They had a 3-on-2 going into the offensive zone, a little odd man rush, and Grand Forks had a player one step ahead of the puck. 15:43 to play here in our hockey game. A one-goal lead for Brainerd. Brainerd's Wyckoff able to send the puck over to the far wall. Now kept in at the blue line. Driven around back behind the net. Picked up there by Schaefer. Centering pass intercepted. Grand Forks moving the puck from my left to right. Schaefer again with a shot. Puck rolled up the shoulder of Haar. He was able to stop it somehow. Oh, another big stop there by Haar. We get some pushing and shoving going on. ...15:04 to play. 3-2, Brainerd leads over Grand Forks Red. Coming up next, Champlain Park taking on the host team, Bemidji, in the championship game of today. Nice defensive work by Wackenfuss, breaking up the momentum of the Brainerd play. Shot stopped by Larson. Back up the ice. Clearing attempt by Chad King was fan on. Grand Forks with a little bit of a jump in their skate here in this third period, knowing that they're only down by one. Brainerd inside the offensive zone, though, right now. Pulled from the wall by Easton Anderson. Stolen away there by Bedal. And Waswick with it. He'll drive that one into the offensive zone. Grand Forks goes off for a complete change. All five skaters fresh to the ice. Over to the wall, Panzer. Left corner, tied up. Pair of players from each squad, finally pulled away by McDonald. McDonald will flip the puck out to neutral ice. It's stopped there by Brainerd's Jaden Martheller. Cooper DeZeal skates back inside Brainerd territory. Plucks the puck at the back wall. Oh, shot and a goal. Tie game. What a beautiful play there by Cooper DeZeal. Sets the puck. Backdoor play. Finds Ryder McDonald. Hanging out on the doorstep, and McDonald ties this game up. 3-3 with 13:11 left here in the third. Brainerd hasn't scored a goal since the first period, and since then, David Larson has played stellar between the pipes for Grand Forks.
3:49 to the third period, Grand Forks red goal scored by number 9, Ryder McDonald, assisted by number 15, Cooper DeZeal. McDonald from DeZeal.
So DeZeal with his second point of the day here. An assist to Ryder McDonald. 3:49, the time of the goal. Grand Forks trying to tack on another one here. Inside the offensive zone, Wackenfuss sends it to the back wall. Wackenfuss tried to fire that one over to the far side, and Brainerd will try to break it out. Weren't able to. Dusick pins his guy up against the boards at the back. Broken free there by Schaefer for Grand Forks. Picked up now by Dusick. Brainerd will exit their zone. Puck is fired all the way toward the Grand Forks blue line. Brainerd tries to send it toward the Grand Forks blue line, back into the offensive zone. Grand Forks with a pass through the slot. Wasvik was looking for Beadall, and it just skips over the stick of Beadall. Brainerd gets the puck back. Tie game here, third period, 11:30 to play. Three unanswered goals by Grand Forks after Brainerd had scored three in the first period. There comes Grand Forks again. Puck intercepted there by Martheller. Out to center ice. And man pass. Grand Forks will just flip that one down low as they peel off for a partial change. Back into Grand Forks territory, Brainerd. They were going off for a change. Now back the other way, here comes McDonald. McDonald in on the right wing side. Collects it at the back wall. Sends it over to the right corner. DeZeal. DeZeal with it to McDonald. DeZeal inside the right circle, back to the blue line. Finds Wackenfuss. He'll drive it down low. Again, McDonald with it. DeZeal with a shot. Held onto there by goaltender Dylan Haar. Halfway through our third period, still tied up 3-3. It was 3-0 Brainerd after one, and 3-2. Two power play goals for Grand Forks. Grand Forks ties the game up here in the third. Faceoff will come just to the right of Dylan Haar, the goaltender for Brainerd. Brainerd's Pee Wee A team wearing the same colors as Brainerd Warrior High School team. That royal blue, a little bit of gray accent. I watched my share of Brainerd boys hockey back in 2002 to 2004 after my husband and I got married and moved from the cities up to Brainerd. We've been here in Bemidji since 2004. Seen a lot of good hockey, even especially at these tournaments. What a play! Shot taken by Stangrum as he stick handled around a couple of Grand Forks players, but a shot way wide. Now Stangrum again. There's an Anderson. Anderson with the puck. Shot comes right up the middle. Brainerd comes up with it out at center. Heinlein sent it back in over the blue line. Grand Forks will come up with it inside their own zone. Blake handed to Zeal. Zeal will peel off for a change. In comes Dusick. Shot blasted right up the middle. Dusick will chase it down. Left corner. 8:36 to play here in the third. A 3-3 game. Brainerd. Heinlein carried it into the offensive zone and then got bumped off the play. Ben Fields sends it to the back wall behind the net of Larson. David Larson, the goaltender for Grand Forks. Brainerd with a centering pass. Puck will sail back to the blue line, kept in. Blocked on the shot. Brainerd will have to chase it back into their own zone. Dusick also chases it into the offensive zone. Carried right back into Brainerd territory by Panzer. And Brainerd will get it back. Stopped out at center. Beadall. Beadall inside the circle fires one high and just wide of the net of Haar. 7:20 to play here in the third. 3-3. Tightly contested game between Grand Forks and Brainerd. Brainerd gets the puck back. They will try to exit their zone. Sent ahead. Out of the zone, up the ice. Here comes Fields. Fields' shot stopped on that near post. Kept in at the blue line, Chad King. Grand Forks will come up with it. Brainerd able to keep it alive, and it'll be reeled in there by David Larson. Brainerd will get an offensive faceoff here with 6:35 to play. Period number three of game two. Man, this day is flying. You're listening to Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament action here on paulbunyanhockey.com. Courtesy of RP Broadcasting. Tied up back behind the net of Larson. A lot of great sponsors involved in this tournament. And the first one I'm going to thank is Caribou Coffee. As I enjoy a cup of hot coffee. Well, it's kind of getting cool, but one of the few coffees I can drink without adding cream and sugar to it. Thanks to Caribou Coffee here in Bemidji. Thanks to Marketplace Foods as well for being a supporter of these games. Coca-Cola. Slim's Bar and Grill. Qdoba, Countryside Restaurant. Deerwood Bank. Best Western of Bemidji, American Inn. Bemidji Woolen Mills, far, 209. Lots of great sponsors of this tournament. Grand Forks with the puck. Centering pass. Oof, fanned on there by Ryder McDonald. He wishes he had that one back. Gavin Wolfenfuss. Puck bounces toward the Brainerd blue line. It's driven in by Jonathan Muse. Brainerd will gain control. Dylan Wyckoff sent it back behind his own net. Now Wyckoff will get it back. Broken free. Carried out. Off the ice, here comes Jaden Marthaler. He gets stopped. Ray Dusick. Hope I haven't been calling him Ryan all day. Ray Dusick had the puck. Grand Forks with a shot. Big rebound given up there by Haar. He gets some help there from his D, Chad King. Brainerd back inside the offensive zone. Drew Hokanson had carried it in. Tied up over in the right-hand corner of the Grand Forks zone. Grand Forks breaks it out of their zone. Four minutes left here in regulation. 3-3 our score. Brainerd with the puck. They'll try to carry it around. Back behind the net was Jaden Marthaler. Getting down to the wire here. Off the ice, here comes Rylan Beadle. Beadle carries it toward the net. Oh, puck rolled right off of his stick. Couldn't get the shot off. Grand Forks again with a chance. A shot, glove save. Wyatt Blake with the shot, the D-man from the blue line. And a glove save there by Dylan Haar. Face-off. Right circle of Brainerd territory. Brainerd wins the draw. It was Cade Stengrum winning that face-off. Grand Forks with it. Shot. Again, rolled right off of the stick of Beadle. And icing will be called against Brainerd. Face-off will come all the way up the ice again. Again, we were talking about all the great sponsors and supporters of this tournament, including Paul Bending Communications, your home for the GigaZone. Kenny's, same family, same location since 1954. Of course, this bracket being brought to you by Lazy Jacks. The Blue Ox bracket earlier was sponsored by the Chop House. Turtle River Chop House and Bar 209, and then coming up, our championship bracket game brought to you by Paul Bending Communications. And I haven't even gotten through half of the sponsors of this tournament. Such a great weekend of hockey. Oof. Little collision there in the near corner. Brainerd with the puck inside the offensive zone. Nice stop. Locked out in front by Finn Lockwood. Grand Forks peels it out of their zone. Off the ice, here comes Ryder McDonald. McDonald and Nazeel. Oh, the shot smothered by Dylan Haar. 2:24 left here in this third period tie hockey game. And also sponsoring the broadcast or this weekend's games, Arrow Printing, McDonald's, Dress Club Cleaners, the Doubletree, Hampton Inn and Suites in the Green Mill, Grimes Realty, Super 8, Bemidji Family Dentistry, and the list goes on and on. We won't get to all of them here. We've only got 2 minutes left in a tie game at the Sanford Center, home of the Bemidji State Beavers. That shot was stopped by Haar. Puck sails all the way up the ice, and another icing is called against Brainerd. Well, that gives us a chance to thank the rest of the sponsors. Ray's Sport and Marine, the corner bar. Who else do we have here? As I flip through the brochure. Bemidji Hotel, formerly the Holiday Inn Express, Buffalo Wild Wings, and Sanford Health. I think I got everybody. Oh, and Bemidji State University, of course. Giovanni's as well. Yeah, they sponsored the spaghetti feed. Pretty cool. Minute 37 left in our hockey game. Well, at least in regulation. We'll see if we can, somebody scores here before time expires. It's 3-3 right now. We'll go into overtime if needed. Somebody's got to win this one. It's a championship game. Up the ice, here comes Chad King. King with a shot, just sails wide. Larson tracking that puck well. Tied up just inside of the Grand Forks blue line. Puck is fired out to center.
Here 1 minute remaining in the third period.
Wasvik with a shot blocked. Big block there by Wyckoff. Grand Forks gets the puck back. They'll wind up and dump and chase here with 43 seconds left. Puck sits right out in front of Haar. Brainerd tries to get it back. It's stolen. McDonald. Actually, it was Dallas Jackson over there. Now McDonald with the puck. Skates back behind the net. Tries to center that one out in front. 21 seconds left. Grand Forks with a shot. Puck sits right in the slot. And Brainerd will try to get it back. 9 seconds. 3-3 our score. Puck is turned over. A shot held on to by Haar. What a play. 2.7 seconds left. Grand Forks was trying to put that one away. Cooper DeZeal stole the puck off of a turnover, and Haar came up with probably the biggest save of his three periods of play here. Wow.
There'll be a 2 minute rest, and then followed by an 8 minute sudden death overtime period.
So you got 2 minutes of a break here. Again, looking at the scoring from this Lumberjack Bracket Championship game, Brainerd scored 3 in the first. First goal came at the 10 second mark of the game. So 10 seconds in, it was Germanson from Anderson. Then just about 2.5 minutes later, it was Wyckoff from Hokinson. And then they would strike again in the first at 13:02. It'd be Easton Anderson from Martheller. That would make it 3-0. That was the last Brainerd would score. The second period, lots of penalties called in that second period. 6 in all against Brainerd so far in this game. And Grand Forks went 2-3 at the time on the power play. Goal scored by DeZeal from Wasvik, 24 seconds into that second period. Then Dusik from Schaefer at 4:37. It'd be 3-2 going into the third.
And saves in the third period, 2 for Grand Forks Red for a 3-period total of 11. And for Brainerd's Dylan Haar, 12 for a 2-period total of 31.
.349 of the third period, McDonald would score the game-tying goal from Cooper DeZeal. And we are underway for our overtime. Sudden death, 8 minutes on the board. A 3-3 hockey game. Grand Forks gets the puck back. Up the ice, here comes DeZeal. DeZeal gets bumped off the play. Brainerd will get the puck back. Brainerd's Dylan Wyckoff skates it into the left-hand circle. Back behind the net, it's intercepted. Grand Forks will get it back. Flipped out to neutral ice. Brainerd, headman pass, gets past everybody. Grand Forks is Gavin Wackenfuss with it. Now Muse, Jonathan Muse, carries it back into the offensive zone. Got poke checked off of it. Brainerd carries it out of their zone. Brainerd back inside Grand Forks territory. Tied up in the near circle, Hokanson. He lost the puck. Puck goes sailing all the way back up the ice. Chased down there by Jaden Martheller. His breakout pass intercepted. Shot comes in. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Jonathan Muse blasted that one right into the belly of Dylan Haar, and he hangs on for another save. 31 saves for Haar in three periods of play. He's had to make some big saves here for Brainerd so far. Overtime hockey here at the Sanford Center. Kept in at the blue line. Nice work there by Finn Lockwood. Lockwood back at the point. Shot through traffic. Pulled away from the wall. A shot and a goal! Oh my goodness. Ryan Wozvik inside the right circle wound up and put that one upper left-hand corner. What a shot. Quick wrister. Grand Forks goes on to win 4-3 in overtime. Oh. Dylan Haar had played so well between the pipes.
At 1:58 of the overtime period, the game-winning goal for Grand Forks Red scored by number 25, Ryan Wozvik, unassisted. Wozvik, unassisted.
And that is your scoring summary. In overtime, 4-3 Grand Forks over Brainerd. What a hockey game this one was. Nail-biter in the third. And then an overtime goal, Ryan Wozvik. The second point of the game. He had an assist on the first power play goal.
At this time, we'll have the presentation of the first prize medal for the Lumberjack division.
And the Grand Forks team.
As your name is called, we'll have you come forward and get your medal.
Number one, David Larson. Number three, Wyatt Blake. Number four, Jake Molstead. Number eight, Dallas Jackson. Number nine, Ryder McDonald. Number 10, Finn Lockwood. Number 11, Gavin Wackenfuss. Number 14, Kyle Schaefer. Number 15, Cooper DeZeal. Number 16, Kaysen Panzer. Number 17, Jonathan Muse. Number 19, Ryland Beadall. Number 21, Ray Dusick. Number 25, Ryan Wozvik. Squirt escort, Joel Prokop. Coaches Drew Molstad, Jay Panzer, Pete McDonald, and team manager Teresa Wozvik. At this time, we'll have the team come forward and get their first place plaque. Congratulations to the Grand Forks Red Pee Wee team for their winning the Lumberjack Championship, and congratulations to Brainerd for a well-played game. Thanks a lot.
There you have it, our final of game two. 4-3 in overtime. I know, a heartbreaking loss for Brainerd, but man, that was a tough-fought battle. Grand Forks comes from behind after being down 3-0 in the first. Pulls within a goal in the second period, ties it up in the third, and then goes on to win it in overtime against a very good goaltender, I might add. Dylan Haar played a heck of a game. He had 31 saves in three periods, plus a couple more in that overtime before he gave up the game-winning goal there by Grand Forks. And the game-winning goal scored by Ryan Wozvik. So we have another final for you as Grand Forks Red wins this one 4-3. The Lumberjack champions as they get their picture taken down in front of the Zamboni door in the goal. And the Minnetonka Pee Wee A-team also winning today in the Blue Ox Championship over Devil's Lake 6-3. So we see a couple of good hockey games here. Game three of our weekend coming up after they resurface the ice here. A 12:30 faceoff coming your way. Bemidji taking on Champlain Park in the championship game of the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament here at the Sanford Center. We'll be back in just a few right here. You're listening to Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament action on paulbunyanhockey.com.